Before we begin our inspirational moment, I wanted to let you know that I have some special announcements at the end of this episode that you don't want to miss. All right, here we go. Welcome back to another inspirational message from historical Christian romance novels. Luke 6:27-36. But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. If someone strikes you on one cheek, turn to him the other also. If someone takes your cloak, do not stop him from taking your tunic. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Whew! That was a long section of passage, but you need to hear it all to fully understand what Jesus was saying and telling his followers to do. This Friday's book club episode features the novella Scarlet from Kathleen Ball's series, The Settlers. If you've read the series, then you know Scarlet is bitter and just plain mean to everyone. She gets a taste of being on the receiving end of her treatment of others. Thankfully, she comes out for the better as she works to apply the golden rule, do unto others as you would have done unto you. I have to pause and say how much I love God and the way He engineers our circumstances. I was working through what I wanted to write for our inspirational moment today, and lo and behold, Pastor Jim preached on the golden rule 2 Sundays ago, confirming what God had laid on my heart. And not only that, but he shed some light on this passage that I think you will enjoy. So let's dig into Luke 6:27-36. We all know the golden rule and live by it to the best of our ability, yet Jesus called us to go beyond the golden rule when he asked, "If you love those who love you, what credit is it to you?" Wow, that is a powerful question. He follows that question up by fleshing this idea out more when he points out even sinners love those who love them. To exemplify God's love to others, we have to go beyond the golden rule to what Pastor Jim calls the platinum rule. Love is more than giving so that you get something back. What Jesus is describing in this passage is agape love, to love without expecting anything back. I have to stop and ask, does this sound foreign or radical to you? It did to me because my natural human response is to go above and beyond for those that show me love, but in turn restrict love and kindness to my enemies. In fact, retribution consumes my mind when I think about my enemies, not love. Yet Pastor Jim pointed out that if we spent as much time praying as we do with retribution, we'd turn the world upside down with Christ's love. Let's look at this platinum rule Jesus is calling us to live out. 1, love your enemies, do good to those that hate you. This is agape love, to love without expecting anything back. 2, bless those who curse you. So we should speak well of those who curse us. 3, pray for those who mistreat you. 4, turn your cheek, and this means to respond with gentleness, which is really hard to do. 5, if they take your coat, give them your shirt. So don't hang on to earthly possessions. And 6, give to everyone who asks and don't demand it back. Basically, when you lend someone a tool or money, don't get bent out of shape when it doesn't come back. Love without worrying about what you want, but what they want. Genuine godly love exceeds the world's standard of love. Therefore, the platinum rule is love without expecting anything in return. Jesus didn't stop at the golden rule, but asked us to go beyond what even sinners do. Some may ask, why should I do this? You have no idea what that person has done to me. And I'm here to say, yes, he does. Jesus endured slander, insults, and physical beatings from his enemies, yet he still loved them enough to suffer death on a cross for them, for you, and for me. Not only does Jesus call us to shower our enemies with love, but to be merciful just as God is merciful with us. We earn a reward in heaven for living out the platinum rule. God rewards our obedience with crowns in heaven that we get to turn around and lay at Jesus' feet. This is because we don't do this for ourselves, but for Jesus. When we show agape love to friend and foe, we look like Jesus. And doesn't the world need him desperately right now? I'll leave you with this final thought. The golden rule is me-centered. The platinum rule is others-centered. If you would like to hear Pastor Jim's full sermon, just click the button at the bottom of the blog post for this episode. I hope you were inspired by today's inspirational moment. Now I wanted to share a few announcements with you. First, Monday's Inspirational Moment episodes will be paused during the holiday season, and I may even be making them more a part of the Friday Book Club episodes starting next year, but I will keep you posted, which leads me into my second announcement. I just wanted to encourage you to sign up for my newsletter. This is the best way to keep up with the podcast and my writing adventures, which leads into my next announcement. I have been working on a historical Christian romance series, and currently my plan is to release the first book next year. So starting early in 2024, I will be releasing short stories through my newsletter that will give details about my hero and heroine before they meet in book one. Plus, I will be announcing a new adventure for my readers and podcast friends, so be sure to sign up for the Book Club newsletter to join in on the fun. You're not going to want to miss this. 2024 is going to be quite an exciting year. And finally, I'm excited to let my fellow writers, or those of you who dream of becoming an author, know that after a successful pre-launch of my historical Christian romance writers group, I will be doing a full launch to everyone starting next Monday. This launch comes with a special 3-month membership deal, and I cannot wait to share it with you. So if you or someone you know is looking for a writing group that focuses on historical Christian romance and provides you with training, critique groups, and promotion partners, then please share this episode with them and sign up for my HCRW newsletter. So that stands for Historical Christian Romance Writers. Make sure you sign up for that newsletter with the link at the bottom of this post. I hope to work with several of you as you turn your writing dreams into reality, or if you just enjoy great historical Christian romance novels, I'd love to share my novels with you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading. Thank you for tuning in to another inspirational moment from historical Christian romance novels. I hope you were inspired by God's love for you today, and if so, consider sharing this episode with others. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." If you are ready to take that step today, then I invite you to join me in this simple prayer. Dear Lord, I know I am a sinner, for man is not good apart from you. I thank you for bearing the punishment of my sins on the cross, and I ask today that you would forgive me, wash away my sin, and make me new in you. From this day on, Lord, walk with me until the day you call me home. Amen. If you took that step today, then I say welcome home, my friend. And if you accepted Jesus as your Savior, I'd love to know. Please leave a comment below this post or email me at literaryscape@literaryscape.com, as I would love to pray for you as you begin this amazing journey with God. God bless, and see you next time.